All right, good evening. This is KD2FM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. This net meets every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater at 146.655 megahertz. All right, guys, I'm going to dispense with the normal reading because I am actually not at home. I've got some internet problems, so we'll start with emergency traffic. Is there any emergency traffic? Come now, please. All right, just a quick reminder, your next monthly meeting will be next month, not this month. So, that was what we were told. So keep that in mind. I believe it's going to be on August 19th, if I remember right. So, like I said, keep that in mind. We'll move forward here. We're looking for any battery-powered, mobile, or portable stations. Come now, please. Okay, since it looks like I'm the only one in Echolink at this point, I'll move forward. Open the floor for any and all guests. Come now, please.
Kevin James, this is N2PFM. Good evening. This is KC2TQR. Good evening, Kevin James. WATU.
KC2WI.
Okay, guys, and once again, forgive me. I am kind of mobile here tonight, so I got a group of four of you there. I believe it was George. I think it was Chuck, John, and Pete. This is KD2FM, Net Control. We'll start at the top of the list. George, how have you been doing?
Well, good evening, Kevin. Everybody else on the net, probably others know I hadn't been doing very well. In fact, the stroke I had 6 years ago decided to come back into my left eye and been having problems with it. It's getting a little better now, but I'm staying home most of the time. So that's what's going on. They said that because the full healing and everything could still take 3 to 4 months, so it's only 2 to 3 weeks now, so what can I say? Anyway, we got a temperature here on the mountainside of 62 degrees, and the temperature range today we had a 57 to 73. We're mostly sunny, and there are a few periods of the sun going in and out, but for the most part it was sunny and nice, and got the rest of the yard work all done now. So with that, we'll say God bless, and 73's and 2 PSM clear.
Okay, George, yeah, right now I'm actually underneath clear skies here in Oneonta, so, and I'm going to say the temperature has to be in the mid-60s at this point. I finally got mad and walked out of the house because my internet totally went belly up, ran two different routers and tried programming, and everything kept coming back, errors and all kinds of junk, so Pete will appreciate that one there. So, all right, we'll move down the list. I think the next one was Chuck. If I got it right, go ahead, take the floor. This is KD2FBM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net.
KD2FBM, this is KC2QQR. Yes, you got it right, Kevin James. Yes, my name's Chuck. Sorry to hear about your internet issues. Sometimes it can be quite annoying, especially if you rely on it. On a daily basis, but anyway, hope everyone had a great day today. I did. I was at work for most of the day, and I came home and when I came home today, I had to run some errands around town here, and came home and made some chicken shish kebabs on the grill, and right after dinner, hopped on another net, was on there for a little bit, and then sat back and enjoyed the beautiful afternoon. I was outside earlier, when I was eating dinner and I was outside earlier, it was like around 72 degrees, so it was perfect. A little breeze, it was perfect. And now it's right around 67 degrees, so it's cooling off just a little bit. I think it's going to be hot. The temperatures are going to go back up in get hotter here later on this week. But hey, I'm not complaining. I like the warm weather, so it's definitely nice when I don't have to bundle up or anything. But other than that, hope everyone's having a wonderful evening, and have a good day tomorrow. Hopefully I'll be on the net tomorrow night. We'll see. And with that, 73's KEC2QQR. Back to you, Kevin James.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. Here I am saying I've got internet problems, and I know I'm using the internet right now to get out to Echolink. I'm actually on my phone. I do see there's one other Echolink in there, so hang tight with me there. I think his name is Matt, and I'll get you in here momentarily. Like I say, it's kind of funny. I'm not at my house. It's at my house. The internet does not work very well, and well, neither does the phone, so... it's going to be interesting to see until I get things going back there again. All right, move on down, and we'll say hello to John on Hinckley Reservoir. How are things your way? This is KD2FM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net.
Oh, good evening. WA2 at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir, where it's 56 degrees. I noticed a little bit of crunchiness on Chuck's signal there, but it's not Chuck's radio. I'm able to hear you on the input, Chuck. And you're full, you have no sound. I was curious, no crackling or breaking up. So if I'm breaking up, I'm not worried about it because I don't think it's the radio here, but Chuck, from your location, a nice signal up here. And let's see, good evening to those that might be out there listening. Had a good day today, did a lot of things, got all our CDs organized and labeled. Said about 20 of those that I copied and put some of the ones we listened to last week underway, got the barcode scanner back today with some new software in it, so that seems to be working well, knock on wood. And let's see what other things. Got the new cover for the Power Wolf, so Kathy's happy about that. Kind of a nice color from a distance. You can hardly see it. It's like camo. It's really funny. The cover that we have on the wood splitter is a lot lighter, but that's, I think Mother Nature had something to do with the sun fading that, but that was made out of a different material. Took a little bit of a walk today down the road here, the one end of our property about 1,000 feet away, and checked over on our new neighbors and walked back and walked down our camp road, and we've got a couple different ways we can get into camp, so enjoyed doing that. Checked a little bit of the email. It was absolutely a gorgeous day outside. I should have got up. I usually get up and shut all the windows, and today I left them open. I should have went out there with a saw and cut up the big tree that's out front. I've got a lot of it cut up, but today would have been the ideal day rather than the other day when I went up there. It was about 93 degrees, so... Oh, a couple things coming up. Kevin James, this might be of interest to you. On the 21st, you probably know this already, on the 21st of July, New Hartford's having a fire truck, come and see and check things out. I guess all the local departments bring their vehicles down and people get to vote on the best of, that kind of thing. So that'll be interesting. Anyone interested? Fire rescue and things like that. I think that's July 21st. I also believe that there's a ham fest at the Deerfield Fire Department. Maybe checking to get some verification on that, but that's fairly easy to get to and not too far for people to drive up here. I kind of forgot about that. Deerfield Fire Department. I know there's another one up in Deerfield, but I think this is the local one, and I think it's on a Saturday. There's been a couple fests that have fallen on a Sunday. And third and last, tonight I discovered, along with my mentioning of various nets, the Skyline Amateur Radio Club has an informational net. I guess it's like Newsline and different things. That's on at 8 o'clock on 147.180, with a PL of 71.9, although it's kind of a listening. It's as I was with the American Radio Relay League, it's like a bulletin station, a bulletin so people can tune in and find out the latest and greatest with amateur radio. So Kevin James, we'll turn it back over to you. We'll go back to the listening mode. Hope George feels better there and things move on. So WATU back to net.
Okay, John. Yeah, I will have to keep in mind about those dates there. In fact, I think I may have gotten the date wrong for your guys' meeting up there. Bad English that I just used there. Apologize. I think it's actually on August 16th. If someone wants to double-check that for me to clarify that, that would be great. Next up, we will say hello to Pete and see how things are going up in the North Country with you. And, yeah, old Pete, before I forget, Lowville, the Echolink is back down on that. It was up for about a week or so, and now it's back gone again. So, yeah, Pete, tell us what's going on your way. This is KD2FPM Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net.
KC2WI, I haven't been here and I haven't seen Dave, and I totally forgot about it. Maybe I'll run into him every once in a while. You catch him on the air, checks in for something, and if I get over to the fair, he's pretty busy. He does a lot of stuff there. The Hamfest in Deerfield is Sunday, this Sunday the 24th. Unfortunately, it looks like we're going to have some pretty hot weather this weekend, but I'm probably still going to go. I don't know about whether I'll spend the day Saturday finding stuff or whether I'll go up to the lake and then just go down Sunday. But it's Sunday, and Boonville, I don't have a calendar in front of me for the month. Let's see. Well, I had the computer. So August would be the 16th, third Tuesday. I don't know what else is going on. I know the end of that week, that's, I think, the 19th is the Woodsman's 10K run Friday, so we're always looking for people to help out with that. And then Saturday morning is Woodsman's canoe and kayak race on the feeder canal. Starts and ends in Erwin Park, and always looking for people to help with that. Most of the events are pretty quick, a couple hours. And what else is going on? The Sunday before that, I'm just realizing I've got conflicts with a lot of stuff here. The Sunday before that is the Lake Pleasant 10K run around Lake Pleasant. Of course, the Speculator Club is always looking for more people to do that. We cover it pretty good, but you know, you can always have more people. Something I'm off on. Oh yeah, the 19th. Okay. All right, I got to look at something. It had nothing to do with some stuff. Okay, the Northern New York Amateur Radio Association has a summer picnic. It's in Malone. This is what I'm kind of trying to do in my head, and I can't remember. And I was thinking that it conflicts with the Woodsman's weekend, but I think actually it's the next weekend. I'll look it up here. All right, NNYARA Summer Picnic and Swap Fest is the 21st, Sunday the 21st in Malone. So Saturday the 20th is the Woodsman's Canoe Kayak Race, and Friday the 19th is the 10K run. August 6th is the Lane 10K. So August 7th, we're this is the bicentennial of Hamilton County. And the Hamilton County, well, K2LML and I come up with the idea. But we're going to do a special event. We've got special event call sign K2H from August 5th to August 15th. And we're going to do, on the 7th, they have a Hamilton County Family Fun Day. We'll be set up in Speculator for that. And the following Saturday, we will be set up. They have a big sort of, you know, bicentennial history fair in the pavilion in Speculator. So that's why I was... Gary is looking for help with the Junior Carp Tournament, which is in August, and I see I haven't updated the website pages for that, but if anybody's interested in that, if you can get a hold of the Oswego College Valley Amateur Radio Club, WA2NAN, you can look up Kerry. I think he's got his email on QIZ, I don't remember. And if not, let me know, I'll look it up for you. That's, I think, mostly Friday and Saturday. It's a big thing. So they're looking for help with that. And July 24th also is the Lake Pleasant Ironman, Lake Placid Ironman. That's a big all day. I mean, that's a crazy, you know, marathon run and all that stuff, Ironman. W2IB Bob. I think I got his call sign or his contact info on the NNYARA.net website. So those are some events anyway. For as far as myself, I went up to the lake and was going to go to the radio club meeting last night, but I ended up having a urgent, important job to do in Old Forge, and I decided that I wasn't going to go all the way back to Lake Pleasant. I was just going to come back here, and so I missed the meeting. KC2WI.
All right, Pete. Boy, you got a lot of stuff there that you shared with us. So if anyone needs fills here on anything or is interested in something specific and didn't catch all that, just hang on here. I'm going to get Matt. He's in here on Echolink. I think his call is KD9 FQT, I believe, is what his call sign is. So I'll step back and let him jump in here really quick.
It's KD9 FQT from Lafayette, Indiana. I was just browsing on Echolink and came across this net. Actually, on an Android phone with a headset on while I paint the house. I was mostly just listening. We have about 85% humidity here. Hot day. At least it's getting dark out and starting to cool off. But, yep, just listening here. Checking out what I can find on Echolink. Back to net.
Okay, Matt, thanks for joining us on Echolink. I'm also in here with you. So, yeah, I'm actually doing a remote form of the Black River Valley Service Net tonight. So I'm not actually at my QTH where I would normally have a script and run through everything. So what I'll do right now is I'll throw another call out, see if there's any other stations that would like to check in. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net.
KC2NBU.
Hey, good evening, Ray. How are things up your way and what's new? Go ahead, take the floor. It's yours.
Oh, I found a little rough spot on the off on my Volkswagen, and I'm puttering around out in the shop trying to fix that and make it look good. Car's 13 years old, it's got 200,000 miles on it, but I converted it to run on vegetable oil, and I want to drive it forever, so anytime I see anything, I want to fix it before it gets too bad. So that's what I'm puttering with tonight. Nice night for that. Not too hot and not too damp.
Okay, Ray. Actually, I have something funny to share with you and the group. I actually tried some new technology here within the last couple of days. DMR, digital mobile radio. I'm actually got my hands on I think it's pronounced Tytra. T-Y-T-E-R-A. And it's a full digital radio, 70 centimeter, 440 megahertz. And actually had a QSO earlier with a guy in Cape Cod, another one in Maine, and another one in Tennessee. Our full digital packets going into the local repeater, and you can talk back out through the local repeater to locals in the area, or if you want to go on the wide network, you use the talk groups to determine which way you're going to send your traffic. So kind of interesting. I know I say traffic. I probably should say voice traffic to be specific, so that way it makes more sense. But really something neat there. All right, so I'll open the floor back up here. I was still looking for any last-minute check-ins. We'll open the floor to comments and queries. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net.
WAQ with info.
N2KKL, good evening.
Okay, Net recognizes. We've got N2KKL, Pauline. Hang tight there. WAQ, John, with your info, go ahead, and Pauline will come right to you right after.
Okay, WAQ, good to hear Pauline joining us this evening. Net manager of the N2CNY repeater 145.210. This is for Matt with a paintbrush or roller in hand. Matt, listen up just to let you know that the Black River Valley Service Net is here most evenings at 9 p.m., so you can program that in your schedule or whatever, 9 p.m. right here on 146.655, so you're more than welcome to join. Just wanted to pass that on to you, and with that, Kevin James, we'll turn it back over to you, WAQ.
Okay, John. Yeah, and I wanted to make sure I was corrected on the date for the club meeting, as it was not tonight. It'll be on August 16th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Art and Community Center, and hopefully we'll see everyone there in Boonville. If I can make it up that way, I'll try to join you guys on the 16th of August. So, all right, we'll move down the list here and say hello to Pauline. Pauline, how are things out your way?
82FPN and 2KKL, things are fine here. It was a beautiful, beautiful day. Couldn't ask for a more perfect day, that's for sure. And hi to John, WA to you. You're the only one I heard because I just swung over from another net. But I hope y'all enjoyed it too. It's supposed to get really warm tomorrow though. I don't think we quite hit 80 today, but it was gorgeous out. And other than that, not much else going around, all quiet on the home front. And to KKL, back to you, Kevin.
All right, Pauline, it's always good to chat with you, too. So, all right, we'll keep the floor open for any other last-minute check-ins, comments, or queries. Come now, please. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Okay, I'll make a final call. Final call for the Black River Valley Service Net. This is KD2FPM, Net Control.
WA2 with just a thought.
All right, Net recognizes John. WATU, go ahead with your thought.
I feel like I should start out, remember the days. Remember the days. But there's different opportunities. I believe the Lewis County Fair started today. But I guess I'll say this. I remember the days back then, and I guess a lot of us had less busy schedules. We used to go to the state fair, the state fair in Syracuse, we did that, but that's a challenge within itself. But various fairs and set up an amateur radio station and pass a few pieces of traffic and introduce it to the public and give people a chance to see what amateur radio was like. It was kind of a neat venue because, like Denali County Fair and the Lewis County Fair, it's a lot lower key than Syracuse. And they used to happen a lot in the Syracuse area, except people, you know, they wanted you to have a big wallet, even though you were doing a kind of a public service thing. But it's sad that I guess that doesn't really happen anymore because of various reasons. But it was a good way to get the public introduced to the hobby rather than under emergency conditions, but more fun type conditions, sending out pieces of traffic to relatives and things on the spot. Just a thought, reflection of the past. WATU, back to that. Kevin, James, thanks for doing that.
All right, yeah, thanks for that info there, John. I know fair time is starting to get underway here, and I know I was just chatting with a friend here that we just had dinner, and we're both remarking that, boy, this summer is really flying by, and once the fairs start hitting, it's just like one week after another, and bang, all of a sudden you're looking at Labor Day, and it's like, where'd the summer go? So, all right, I'll throw one last call out there. It's KDQFPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, and looking for any last-minute check-ins, comments, or queries. Come now, please. Okay, hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net at 2130. Again tomorrow night, and I want to thank all those that listened out there, by the way, too, on their scanners for joining with us. And I'm not sure who's going to be on tomorrow night, if it'll be either me or Matt. Hopefully, if I'm on, I'll have my script handy so I can actually do it the right way like you're supposed to. So forgive me, and I appreciate you tagging along with me on that. So with that, I will say 7-3, KD2FPM will be clear. Net is now closed.
Is the repeater still in use? United County Traffic and Emergency Net, which is currently being held on the 145, that 170 repeater. Stations with or without traffic, please come now.
KC2NVU, good evening, no traffic.
Okay, now is the check-in of Kilo Charlie 2, November Bravo Uniform. Thank you, Ray, for your check-in tonight. And the other stations I'd like to check in to Octane tonight with or without traffic. All are welcome.
Okay, final call for Octon. Any additional stations that would like to check in tonight with the way out traffic, all welcome. With nothing further heard, thank you for your check-in, Ray. 73 to all who's listening. Have a wonderful evening and good day tomorrow. KC2QQR, going back to that frequency and clear.